Hello, and welcome back to the Long Distance Love Bombs podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Jeremy Goldberg, and we're going to do something different today, partially because I've had this idea for about 2 years now to do more solo, short, and sweet episodes, and partially because the last three podcast guests that I was attempting to record with have rescheduled and canceled due to a variety of reasons, and so there is no episode in the queue this week. So I need something to fill the space, and I thought that I would share this little idea that I had this morning all about self-talk bingo, and here's how it started. So yesterday, I'm sitting on the couch, and my partner, Kendra Adachi, comes over, and she gives me a little kiss, and she says, "I'm gonna go move my body," and immediately in my brain tells itself, "Bingo," like she's won the bingo for the day. Because she says that to me literally every day, every single day. And I had a little laugh. I was like, okay, Kendra, that's fine. And then later, we were in bed in the nighttime. And I asked her this random question, which was, hey, if you had to make a bingo board of all of the things that I say to you every single day that would give you the greatest chance of success, like to get a bingo. Like, what are the things that I say all the time? And this was really interesting and a unique perspective because her answers were quite amusing and quite fun. Like, one of them was like, I'm still hungry, which I thought was funny. And then just this morning, I was doing a meditation and I started reflecting on the idea of self-talk bingo. So if I had to make a bingo board of all of the things that go through my mind every single day, what would that board look like? Would it look like a very positive and affirming and loving board, such as, "You're doing great. I'm so proud of you. God, you're beautiful." Or alternatively, would it look like a very critical, harsh bingo board, such as, "You're an idiot. You're a fat fuck. This will never work. I don't know why people like you," right? And I think it's just an interesting analogy. It's an interesting visual to consider. Like if you had a bingo board, whatever it is, a 6x6 board, what are the 35 most common things that cross through your mind every day? What are the 35 most common things that you say out loud, right? And it's an interesting thing to consider because just like real life bingo, your board determines your success, right? Life just happens. Things are occurring. But based upon what is on your own unique board, you have a different potential to win than all of those around you. And I would offer that in life, in this version of bingo, in self-talk bingo, the more loving, the more supportive, the more enthusiastic, the more affirming, the more graceful, the more understanding your board is, the more likely you're going to win, however you define that win. For me, it might look like living an easier life, a kinder life, a life where I am more present, where I can feel more love. Anyway, that is just something unique and powerful to consider. What does your self-talk bingo board look like? And those people that know you and love you and care about you, what would they say that your self-talk bingo board looks like? Because I guarantee you, those things are very different and it's worth considering why that is. Anyway, that's self-talk bingo. Go play.